The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the emphases this morning is a piece of Buddhist wisdom that if you want to be wise, cultivate tranquility. If you want wisdom, relax. And the relaxation and calm and tranquility, which is such an important part of meditation practice, is not at the expense of our alertness, not at the expense of a certain kind of clarity of energy. And so we're looking for a balance of being a certain kind of energy and alertness and a certain kind of deep relaxation. And, you know, we ride that edge back and forth, and so we kind of fall sometimes more on one side and more the other. And one of the reasons in Anapanasati, this mindfulness of breathing practice, we focus on being aware of the whole body, is that the more we're aware of the body, the more we can relax the body, the more we can discover the tranquility of the body. And one of the principles is that tranquility supports tranquility. Relaxation supports relaxation. And the more you have access to the capacity for relaxation in the body, the more you can settle and develop even more tranquility. So we'll talk more about that, but for now, assuming a meditation posture, and the emphasis on this meditation will be on relaxation or calming the body, tranquility, and if you can gently close your eyes and take a few moments to feel your body, whatever global experience you have of your body, and to maybe make small adjustments in your posture. Maybe adjust how your hands are on, so that allows for the elbows and the shoulders to relax a bit. You're not being pulled forward by your hands. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you exhale, relaxing and settling into your body. And taking one more deep inhale, and when you exhale, full exhale, hold your breath at the end of the exhale. Pause. Don't breathe in. And feel your global body. Not to the point of being challenged, but for a few times now, the end of the exhale, hold your breath, and as the body's not breathing, feel the body. And maybe in feeling it, you can relax deeper. And breathing normally a little bit, again. Just breathing, and as you exhale, continue this process of softening and relaxing, releasing. And with a normal breath, you might also try pausing before you exhale, And just using that pause to once again feel your body. We have an intimacy in exploring the tensions, the holdings, the softness, the openness of your body. Don't pause too long, but just pause a little bit so that you are more attuned and interested in your body, your bodily experience. And then bringing your attention, letting your breathing return to normal, and without any intentional pause, then bringing the attention to the top of your head, the crown of your head, and feeling whatever sensations are there. And maybe there's no sensations, and just hold the attention, the area of your scalp. And as you exhale, relax or soften that area. Even if that softening is just softening the space or the awareness around it. Bring your attention to your forehead and feeling your forehead as you inhale. And on the exhale, softening, relaxing the forehead. On the inhale, feeling the area around your eyes. And the exhale, softening around the eyes. On the inhale, feeling your nose and cheeks. On the exhale, softening, relaxing. On the inhale, feeling your jaws. Then the exhale, relaxing the jaws. Maybe letting the teeth fall slightly apart, maybe still touching but not clenching. On the inhale, feeling your neck and your shoulders. In the exhale, relaxing, softening the shoulders. On the inhale, feeling your shoulder blade area, top of the spine. Exhaling, relaxing. On On the inhale, feeling the arms and elbows and hands. Exhaling, relaxing. On the inhale, feeling the chest. On the exhale, releasing the chest. On the inhale, feeling the diaphragm area, the solar plexus. Exhaling, softening, relaxing. Inhaling and feeling the belly. Exhaling, relaxing the belly. Inhaling and feeling the small of the back. Exhaling, relaxing the small of the back. Inhaling and feeling the hips, the hip joints. Exhaling, relaxing. Releasing. Inhaling and feeling the upper legs. Exhaling, softening the legs. Inhaling and feeling the knees and the lower legs. Exhaling, relaxing. Inhaling and feeling the feet. Exhaling, softening the feet. Then inhaling and feeling the thinking mind, maybe inside your skull, behind the forehead, between the ears, and as you exhale, soften and relax the thinking mind, the energy of thinking. And then feeling your body globally. Is there any ways in which, in a global way, you're braced against life, holding yourself back, agitated? Feeling that as you inhale, and softening the whole body as you exhale, releasing. As you exhale, no need to hold yourself together. It's okay to let go. And so feeling now your body, feeling whatever tranquility or calm there might be, even if you are agitated or tense. Notice what calm or tranquility there might be. And as you exhale, see if you can relax with that calm, to spread it, to expand it through the body. Now, sitting in this body of yours, within the body, as part of the body, settle in with your breathing, feeling maybe the whatever way is easy for you to feel breath, breathing, maybe the whole breath body. Feeling the breathing. Breathing occurring in the context of calm and quiet stillness of the body. A contentment just to be here, breathing. Letting go of your thoughts so you can better feel and sense your body. Relaxing the tensions of the body. Relaxing as you exhale. And feeling the calm body as you breathe in. coming to the end of this sitting. Appreciating whatever calm or relaxation you have. Or remembering a time that you were calm or relaxed. And perhaps you can understand or see how being relaxed and calm can allow you to be more caring and loving, more compassionate, considerate of others, more available to be present and to listen to others. Take them in. And to sit here for a few moments to take in the people of your life, family, friends, neighbors, people in your community, the mail carriers and trash collectors. Storekeepers. And see if in your calm state you can gaze upon them kindly. There can be a generosity of spirit, generosity of heart. For your fellow travelers in this life, in this shared life that we have with others. And to end this sitting with the hope, the aspiration, that whatever goodness that's come from this meditation, that it be shared with others. That whatever goodness has come from this practice, we don't keep it for ourselves, but we enact it for the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that this practice we're doing today will benefit people wide and far, near and far. May all beings be deeply peaceful and settled and feeling safe. May all beings be happy and joyful, contented, delighted. May all beings be free, liberated from oppression, subjugation, tensions and obligations that are burdens. May all beings be free, happy and safe. And may we live our lives in small ways and big ways to support that to happen.